sounds like Boston actress is having a little bit of some family tech issues. I'm going to throw this goddamn phone out. I can't do the bass thing. I'm going to throw this goddamn, I can't say it how you would say it. Told him you need to write a list and keep it on the fridge so every time I'm there. You can spend consecutive hours working on it instead of trying to work on it from home without the phone in front of me. Yeah, I mean, like, just to drop it in a plastic bag and give it to a cab and just bring it over. Hey, look, we have Hazuki's Revenge, who sounds like Hazuki's... Hazuki Revenge. Sounds like Hazuki wants me to do Box Guy. NH Girl dropping in with the, "Hi, y'all! Hugs and kisses!" There, see? I still got it. I can Box Guy at any time. Black Cat! Howdy, Black Cat! Today is going to be a little bit of a lighted heart, sort of light-ish hearted episode, talking about a variety of stuff. But since I worked out earlier today, boy, am I thirsty. And you know what absolutely helps quench one's thirst? I tell you what, if you really want to quench your thirst, get yourself some of this Vita Coco coconut water. Absolutely delicious and refreshing. A tough day? Well, you know what, Hazuki? You're now in a place where you can relax. I feel like a lot of us had tough days today. So let's chill and just have some fun. Let's just chill and have fun and have some laughs today and talk about some silly shit. Yeah, let's do that. But let's start it off with coconut water. Again, Vita Coco was very nice and sent me a case of their coconut water to sample and try and share with you here on the Nightcaps. Very good stuff. So there's the package, comes in a really nice Tetra pack, very refreshing. I really like the taste, especially once it's cold in the fridge. As they say on their packaging, the coconuts are carefully handpicked on thousands of small farms throughout the tropics. See how we partner with our farming communities at vitacoco.com. You should get a cup. You should get a cup and have some coconut water. Refresh, revitalize. See, Boston Actress is going to have some, too. Replenishes electrolytes, provide vital nutrients, hydrates with coconut goodness, and makes taste buds happy. I did not freeze any yet. I'm going to do that tonight. I keep forgetting to do the freezing. I've been so busy with silly, goofy stuff. I'll turn that back on, Hazuki. I might have had that point redeem turn off because I had guests. I mean, it's not a small container. Let me turn all these back on. Sorry about that. Okay. They're now back on. It's not a tiny container. I have a giant head. So that's it in comparison to my giant head. Hey, everybody, Wild Bill Flint's here with a gah! So, man, I'm thirsty. Boy, what I need to refresh myself before I start in... with my nightcap. I'm telling you, that stuff is seriously, it's really, really good. This is the best coconut water I've ever had. Chilled, it's really, really good. I absolutely recommend it. Hazuki, to answer your question, it's right there. And I'm going to have a sampling of that right after I get some hydration because I did sweat a ton from working out. Bill says, if I end up buying this stuff and loving it, it's going to be your fault. If it is, hey, hit up Vita Coco. Maybe I can get an actual ad sponsorship. I told him, I was like, I'll read whatever you want. Yeah, they say, I think 24 hours. Within 24 hours, you want to finish it. But it does have a really nice little, I really like the little clicky cap. Does a great job. Really nice stuff. So we'll have a little bit more of that in a little bit. Hazuki, this is the Not 101 Wild Turkey. So this is Wild Turkey's What is it? 80 something proof. I'd gotten this as a gift. So I wanted to drink that this week. So I'm basically drinking it almost completely straight. So now that we've refreshed with a proper refresh, let's have our refreshment, which is some whiskey. Is it good? It's absolutely good. But if you're going to buy Wild Turkey, absolutely buy the Wild Turkey 101. It's not worth it getting the 80 whatever proof. Make sure you get the 101. The 101 is just a much better buy for your dollar. Correct. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Can you believe it's already May 5th? Like, what the hell? A little tired, did the stairs 1.5 times. Maybe the magnesium will help. Well, it should, honestly. The magnesium and the potassium is really good for that. Hazuki, you say, I imagine the whiskey collection you must have at home. I tell you what, do you guys want to see part? If I show this bottle, though, Bill is going to paw at the screen, and he's going to get paw prints all over his monitor. I honestly don't have a huge collection, because I decided, why collect it when I can drink it? It's a big brain stuff. Now, I have some that I've kept. So, for example, I kept some of the Game of Thrones Johnny Walker bottles, only because I figured, you know what, at some point that might be worth something. But I will probably get tired of keeping those around and at some point just drink them. Otherwise, the other two big collections that I have are my Infinity bottles. Past that, I have one more bottle, which is an absolute blockbuster. So I tell you what, I'll just grab it right now. I'll grab it right now. I'll be right back. So podcast folks, hold on. Actually, I'll bring two. I have two to share. Mostly because I sort of forgot I had this other bottle. I talked a little bit about this in the past. But this here is aged for 7 years. This is an American whiskey called Sea Fog. And actually, Boston Actress, you should see if you can get this there in Massachusetts. If you can, I might have to find a way to get you to send me some of this. But this stuff is spectacular. It's made to taste like a scotch. Obviously, they can't call it a scotch because it's not made in Scotland. But it's a 90 proof whiskey made from pale and peat smoked malts. And it really does have a peaty, smoky taste. And there's a certain saltiness to it, just a little bit of saltiness to it, because it was aged out near the sea air of the coast. Absolutely fucking spectacular stuff. For the dollar, this is one of the best scotches. I did a lot of air quotes. One of the best scotches I've ever had, especially for the dollar. It's just absolutely fucking ridiculous. Well, they are, but you can't call something a scotch if it's not made in Scotland. That's the key, right? You know, it's like tequila. You're technically not supposed to have stuff, like, you can't, if it doesn't come down from the area where it's at, like, it's not tequila, it's mezcal, or it's just agave liqueur, or whatever you're going to call it. but in this case, you've got, you know, bourbons, Canadian whiskeys, blended whiskeys, Scotch whiskey, Irish whiskey, Japanese whiskey. I mean, it's basically they're all a class of drink, right? But in this case, this being an American whiskey, again, they can't call it Scotch because it's not made in Scotland. And that has to come from these regions in Scotland to be Scotch. Now, oh, I agree. This is beautiful, isn't it? Bill doesn't have any special alcohol anymore. Wine rack full of stuff I've made, but nothing really awesome like that. So that's really good. But if you really want to flip your shit, I've got to try Camperina. Don't they serve them at the Churrascaria over there? You know, I haven't been to those Churrascarias like super ton of the time. So I think when I was there, I just drank. Oh, it's a rum drink. Yeah. Caipirinha is the national drink of Brazil. It's the most popular cocktail in the South American country, and everyone has their own way of making it. Today it is a hit worldwide and should be on every home and pro bartender's essential list. The basic recipe, straightforward, and requires just three ingredients. How do you say that? How do you say, I'm going to post this into the chat. Can you phonetically sound this out for me, Hazuki? Can you sound that out for me? Like, how do you say that? But there's here saying it's a great summertime cocktail. It's a super refreshing drink. But yeah, in New Hampshire, so the Sea Fog stuff is made in Rhode Island. It's made in Newport, Rhode Island. They have a limited distributorship, so you can't get it basically outside of the little bubble around over there. But there are some places that are around there that have it. So if you can and you see it anywhere and you're able to get it, please let me know. I'll find a way to ship it or mule it or do something over. Cachaça. So, cachaça, lime, and sugar. Like the old-fashioned mojito, it's a muddled cocktail. The liquor of choice here is cachaça. Sometimes erroneously called Brazilian rum, it's distilled from fresh sugarcane juice rather than molasses. Cachaça is not as sweet as rum and has a grassy, vegetal taste that is wonderful when enhanced with the caipirinha's sweet lime flavor. That sounds fantastic. If you want to make one of these drinks, here's the ingredient list. Boop. And here's where I'm getting this from. Boop. So if you want to try a new cocktail, there's a recipe for you. Hazuki prefers that with vodka. I would have to try it with the actual cachaça. I'd have to try it just to try it. And then obviously would probably try it with something like a vodka. But I'm going to put this aside. I'm going to bookmark this. I'll have to track this down at some point to see if I have a place I can get it. Cachaça. You always have one of them when you're preparing the meat. How do you prepare the meat? I like how this has turned back into another food podcast. And things I was going to talk about, we're back to fucking food and drinks. But that's okay. Because you know what? I kind of started with the coconut drink, so I can't throw shade at anybody else. But you want to see a big boy? You want to see that? You ready for this? Y'all ready for this? There it is. What a good girl. Oh yeah. Talisker single malt, 25 year. Woo! Talisker is the only single malt Scotch whiskey made in the Isle of Skye beside the shore of Loch Harport in the jagged shadow of the peaks of the, I don't know how to say this, Quinlan? Founded in 1830 by Hugh MacCaskill, Talisker Distillery remains faithful to traditional values. 180 years of knowledge has been passed down through generations of distillers. The result is this much-prized whiskey, described by famous Scottish poet Robert Louis Stevenson as the King o' Drinks. Made by the sea in every sense, the powerful peat smoky maritime character of Talisker reflects its storm-lashed surroundings. This enigmatic 25-year-old starts slow, sweet, and gentle, with balancing acidity and saltiness, then bursts into life with a minerally toasty, then peppery character that leads to a long, drying, and warming finish. Great with grilled scallops wrapped in Parma ham. So, this here is like, this is extremely, This is extremely expensive. Long maturation has quieted the stormy waves of flavor in this deliciously dry and appetizing, medium-bodied 25-year-old Talisker. Real power and depth of taste now roll more softly over the palate, yet are still vigorous. The enigmatic maritime nose slowly yields soft notes of ship's varnish and brine, sweetness, and distant smoke, giving but a faint hint of the palate to come. The flavor starts sweet and gentle, with balancing acidity and saltiness, and then quickly intensifies as it develops a minerally toasty and finely peppery character. The overall effect, like the long-drying finish, is reassuringly warming. Adding a little water gives a slower, fruitier start from which that peppery warmth still emerges. And signed, only distilling in the house guy. This comes with a little note in there. Comes in this felted fucking box. As you can see here, she has just been resting quietly, sealed up. But this is for the most special of special occasions. So this goes back in the do not touch area. Just in case my will, you know, my will is pretty good. But every now and then, so yeah, those are the two primo drinks that I've got. I have a feeling Bill approves because I just got an O for fuck's sake, and that's been super quiet in here. So, but yeah, that stuff is absolutely mind-blowingly. Oh my god! So when we bought it, we had several bottles basically muled in, and I went to pick that up and pay for it. And when we did, we opened one of the bottles and sat outside and had that with a couple cigars. And let me tell you, that is absolutely fucking spice of life. Absolutely 1,000% fucking spice of life. Ugh. You cannot get a nice, better late spring day than that. Yeah, every now and then I'm like, why don't you just... I have a little bit. And I'm like, no. No. Go to the store and buy another bottle of something else and leave her alone. She rests. She... No. I don't know. What we paid. I think it was like $270 or something. Here we go. We have a song request from Hazuki, who wants to hear the song of songs. So here we go.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
I took a fish head out to see a movie, didn't have to pay to get it in.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum, ta-da.
So it's actually more, I think, like $500 a bottle, but we got it at a very reasonable price for what it is. Especially seeing as you quote unquote can't get it here in Michigan. We actually had somebody who had gotten the stock and drove it here. So yeah. And Hazuki, I hope you liked your fish heads song. So we're already moving at 20 minutes past the hour, and we've drank some coconut water. We've talked about some whiskey. We've had some whiskey. I have one other surprise thing to share, but I think I'm going to wait just a moment before I do that. A great rendition of Fish Heads. You can put this in the channel's greatest hits. I think the greatest hits also include me gagging on Clamato, laughing my ass off, the Phil grinding with the guy grinding half the car off for no reason. But thank you very much for the claps. So, I'm going to have a little more of this whiskey. So, I have... I got to get... having an issue with medicine I'm on. And it occasionally dries my... gives me this dry cough. And it'll hit me out of nowhere. And, geez, it's the last... I would say 3 nights in a row, it's caused me to wake up in the middle of the night just coughing. It's terrible. But I had an idea the other day when we had several people that were here in the chat, and I decided to capitalize on it. So I have half of this challenge. The rest of it won't be here until next week. So here's a prelude to one of next week's episodes. And I'm going to make sure I tag these folks so that they're here. But we're finally going to settle one of the greatest long-standing rivalries. Well, in the history of the current world, anyway. And I know you probably have a lot of things coming to mind. But you're probably wrong in terms of what I'm thinking about. Because what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about the long-standing rivalry between the... oh, so posh British Empire and the criminal continent of Australia, because we're going to put Vegemite up against Marmite. So I got Marmite. So we're going to have a taste off Vegemite versus Marmite. I got to get some toast. I think I might make the toast on stream just so people know that I'm not like doing a bamboozle. Bill says, Jesus, I better... Dude, I drank that can of Clamato with its translucent fish flake clam bits. I don't know if it's possible to get worse. We'll see. I mean, I could be wrong. But look, it says it's rich in B vitamins. Well, it's a vegan spread. Mmm. I mean, I probably don't. Oh, man, now my color's all whack. Well, now that's going to be all fucked up. Hold on. Let's see if I can fix it by turning the light on and off. You know, this camera does largely an okay job until it does this, and then it's all weird wiggy. Okay, there we go. I fixed it. You like malt? You like Brewer's Lease, right? So I haven't opened this yet, but we're going to wait. We're going to wait until I get the Vegemite to do this side by side. You can call the Marmite Love Line. They have a Love Line free number to the UK. I wonder if I should call them on stream. That's probably like $1,000 to call them over there. See, wake up your taste buds. Put the oomph in your breakfast. I mean, Bill, I probably don't know what I'm in for, but isn't that half the fun? You guys get to see me, didn't I crap my internal organs after the Clamato incident? No, honestly, I didn't. That was what was so weird about that. Damn white balance. Will you change back? There we go. I mean, my suffering is your entertainment, right? Yeah, depending on the reaction. I mean, who knows? But no, the Clamato, the weird thing about Clamato is I almost threw up. But here's the thing. I had some farts that were so deep and cacophonous, I feel like they came from my toes. They were that deep and prevalent. But I didn't like shit my guts out or anything, which was surprising because I thought I was going to have to spend the whole day on the toilet. But, ugh. So... I feel like if I can do that and go for round two, I can, look, UK, Australia, I can handle what you got, okay? Besides of which, Hazuki, I've tried a bunch of Mexican candies, and I'm going to be honest, there's some Mexican candy that's fucking revolting. What the fuck is with your candy down there? It's like tamarind and chili pepper. Who the hell? Yeah, I mean, I'm a big boy. Japanese snack sampler. I mean, I'm drawing the line at like the Swedish and like Nordic candies because they like eat rotted fish out of a hole in the ground. It's like liquefied rotted fish slime. I mean, I already had to drink clam juice out of a thing. I'm not drinking that too. And I'm flipping my camera back the other way because it drives me nuts. There, that's better. I feel more comfortable. Until I've had gummy fish that's actually fish. No, I had some of those. I've had them. They made lake perch gummy candies up here near the lakes. Yucky. Because there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of Swedish people around, or it's either Sweden or Norway. They were here around Detroit. Not my cup of tea. So I feel like I can handle some Marmite. Marmite. We'll see. You don't know much about Mexican candies? I mean, I had this stuff. It was like, do you guys remember those Lick'em Pops? Where it's like a sugar stick. And then it comes with like these pouches of like sugar powder. And you lick the stick, like you give it a blowjob. And then you stick it in this fucking powder. And then you eat those. They have a Mexican version of that, except the Fun Dip. Except it's like spicy. It's like chili and tamarind spice. Have you ever had any of this shit? Like these spicy candies? And then I had this one where I'm like, these are disgusting, but also strangely addicting. I couldn't stop eating them. And so this guy at work made fun of me, and I brought him in. I was like, go on, eat one. And he eats the grape one. It's like grape with chili, hot chili. And he's like, why do I like this? I'm like, I don't know. I can't stop eating it either. And I got addicted. I got him addicted to it, and he ate so much of it, he got sick. Winner! Don't fuck with me, folks. I will get you. You're supposed to do a taste test of foods from your local Asian market. You're scared to go and shop. Oh, come on, try it. What's the worst that happens? You throw up, and then you lose a couple pounds or something. I don't know. Yeah, there's some wild shit in there. They got a couple of nice Asian grocery stores that are nearby, and there's some stuff in there. I'm like, I see an octopus on the package with, like, little kids being like, little anime squealing. I'm like, I'm not going to eat that. I don't know what that says on the package. Not eating those. The best Brazilian desserts. All right. Before I get to tonight's topic, which actually might just get thrown out the window, and we might just end up talking about candy and food the whole entire show, which, hey, you know what? That's fine. I can always retitle this. Who gives a shit, right? First, if you ever go to hyperlinks, see that little amp thing at the back? Fuck Google and fuck your fucking accelerated mobile pages. Fucking bastards. Like, get your shit out of here. Fucking, oh God, I hate Google so much. The fucking worst company, dude. Fucking Google. All right. Brigadeiro? These look like, I mean, this just looks like little mini ice creams. Condensed milk, chocolate powder, sugar, and butter. Okay, I mean, those look good, but that doesn't look like, you know, I was like expecting like, I don't know, something like fucking off the hook, bonkers, like it's made out of prickly spiders. You're a fan of eating fish and seafood, but you're told it smells horrid in there. Yeah, I mean, be ready for that. Now, how do we say this? Bajinho? Coconut version? So it's just this, but coconut. That's just like a coconut chocolate. I mean, these look tasty. I'm telling you, they look tasty. They're being rolled in small... I mean, this is... Although, I don't know about the clove. Can I skip the clove? The only thing I like clove oil on is, like, if you rub it on your gums if you have a toothache. By the way, if you have a toothache, rub clove oil on your gums. It does kind of work. Okay, what is this? Goi babata? That looks like, this here looks like cranberry sauce from a can, which cranberry sauce from a can is better than any cranberry sauce that anyone has ever made themselves homemade. That's not an opinion. That's fucking fact. Not only do you get the nice little pattern, the nice little ridges on the fucking can, but canned cranberry sauce, jelly, whatever the fuck it is the best. So this is a guava-based candy. It may not look the prettiest, but sure is one of the tastiest. It's made with guava, skin and all, and sugar formed into a semi-soft, bite-sized candy. It was invented in the state of Minas Gerais by Portuguese colonists as a substitute for traditional Portuguese marmalade, which is made with citrus. Interesting. You're saying these are the best? What is this? How do you pronounce this, Hazuki? Can you phonetically say this out? I gotta tell you, when I'm looking at this right here, that looks like little, it's like little like booger parts. Correct, as long as no actual cranberries. See, I don't think there are actual cranberries in there. Listen. Quindim is made with egg yolks, sugar, and coconut, and it has an intense artificial-looking yellow color that may throw you off for a second. It's based off of a dessert popular in Portugal, brisa de lis, which is like an almond flan. Plentiful coconut was substituted for hard-to-find almonds, creating a new dish entirely. Give it a try! The color comes from the amount of egg yolk, because once you taste it, you will surely love it. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this thing. What in the fuck? That's like too many... Quejadinha? It's cheese-free. Okay, I can't go through all the rest of these. But I'll... Thank you so much for sharing those. Those do look like some delicious candies. If you want to try some Brazilian desserts, I would say go to that link that was there pasted from Hazuki in the chat. I'll go ahead and repaste that in here. So if you want to try something tasty, there's some Brazilian desserts for you. But they do look really good. but honestly, a lot of that just seems like I'm kind of with tuna. They looked honestly boring because they looked delicious and they looked like they were made out of like tasty fruits and sugar. There was no like, this is made out of the semen from a fruit bat and squid eyeballs that are buried in a shoe and peed on. Fucking, like, what's that shit that they bury in a hole in like Sweden? It's like sferkadurk and it's like melted fish with lye. They put like lye on a fish in a hole and then they eat it. Why? Oh. So, the essential ingredients are more pure and real than you get in the States. I mean, maybe if you get it homemade stuff. I mean, I've known people. So, I don't know, Bill, have you ever made homemade candies? You're the killer network. Yeah, I mean, that's the Matador. Maybe that's a hidden thing. Maybe that's where, like, Portuguese assassins hang out. Like, you get Portuguese assassins, and that's, like, where they network. looks like Bill is doing something. But making your own homemade candies. I mean, you remember my joke about the corn jelly, right? Like, I was telling my niece, you should make, like, these sweet corn candies. Because I feel like they would be delicious, absolutely delicious. Candied ginger covered in homemade orange marshmallow and then dipped in dark chocolate. I mean, that sounds fucking delicious. Ugh. All right, we're changing the stream title because this has just gone off the rails. So instead, we'll call this Whiskey... Sweets and Treats. All right. So now it's Whiskeys, Sweets, and Treats. Okay, done. You're never doing that again? Why? Was it like super hard to make or did it make a mess or what? Yeah, like, so one day you would like to taste the American pie. I see in the movies, but we don't have it here. But like, what kind of American pie? There really isn't any such thing. I mean, are you talking apple pie, cherry pie, blueberry pie, pumpkin pie? I mean, yeah, there's the movie. Hazuki, I try not to spend too much time on the web because the podcast people can't see it. So I'll pull up a picture of some pies, but I don't want to spend too much time going back to the browser, especially if it's not a story. That's the problem with that, is we're talking about some of these desserts, and they miss the visual component of that. But like, you know, you have a chocolate cream pie that's like soft and squishy. So I mean, like when you eat that, it's super, super creamy. But in terms of, you know, like about the, wait, what, vinegar pie? Ew. No. Here you go. The classic apple pie. So you get this like waffle, like little layered strips of like the buttered crust on the top. And like, look at that. It's kind of a shitty picture, to be honest. I also really, really like banana cream pie. I'm a huge fan of banana cream pie, especially if you're getting in a pie fight and you're going to throw them. I learned my pie fighting techniques from... Dude, Hazuki, King Geyser Hazuki did this. I started talking about coconut water, and everybody else started talking about desserts and pies, and let's talk about candies and churrascarias. The dude is just an absolute eating machine. Of course we're talking about food. It's like top three topics on this show. Poop, food, and smelly snakes. I don't know what that says about me. Krista doesn't like apple pie. I really like... So we were just talking about this the other day. Like, I'm not a huge fan of just eating regular blueberries. But like a blueberry pie like this... Oh my God, blueberry pie. Like, it's so rich and sweet. Like, you almost have to have like a cup of coffee. Otherwise, there's no way. But even outside of that, what's even better is like these crumble pies. So like, you get this crumble pie where the crust is like this crumble on the top. My God, I'm so hungry now. I tried to not eat a huge dinner today because sometimes after working out, I can't stop eating. So I was like, oh, I'm going to like not eat so much. I'm slowly losing my resolve. Look at all these. And I really like these pecan pies too. But I mean, my God, the amount of pies you can make are just out of control. Do you have any fans of key lime pie? That's almost more like a cheesecake. I feel like it's weird to kind of call that a pie. You know, it's almost like, I mean, it's almost like cheesecake. It's like lime cheesecake. Yeah, been on the run all week. Ugh. Oh, wait, Bill, are you a fan of key lime pie? And banana cream. Banana cream is good, too. Not talking about your pizza. Okay, Hazuki, you're about to set off a time bomb here in chat. Because you have Wild Bill in the chat. Who will be like, yeah, but New York pizza. And then I'll be like, it's Detroit pizza. It's the best pizza. Sorry. And then we're just going to turn into a pizza fight. And then what happens is we all need to get together somehow in person and have the biggest pizza party ever. Actually, we're going to have it at Boston Actress's house. Northeast Pennsylvania. Yo, you were skeptical of key lime until you had it. I had this key lime pie that was made down in the Florida Keys that I wanted to, like, I kind of, afterwards, I was like, I guess I should probably just go walk off into the hills because I'm done. There's nothing that's going to be more tasty than this fucking key lime pie. God, I love key lime pie. But like a banana pie with like the fresh banana slices on the top, that also is just, Okay, NH Girl Fam is bringing the pineapple pizza pie. I'll eat all that pineapple pizza. I love pineapple pizza. Bill will have a stroke and fucking flip the fuck out. but God, banana pie. Bacon or ham or both? Both! Both! Crispy bacon, well-cooked ham, and pineapple. You love the keys, but you hate key lime pie? Boston Eckers, I don't know why, but I thought that that would have been something you would have liked. That's surprising to me. And King Dinosaur, I would never kill you. I would share a piece, because you're a bud. Why do I have to have Safe Search on for pizza? But like, pizza. I cannot end this stream and go order a fucking pizza. I cannot. You guys can't. I can't do this today. I'm done. There's no more food talk. I can't do it because it's gonna happen and I can't. Like, ice cream pizza. It doesn't even make. Wait. Does that make sense? It's like with tomato sauce? It sounds terrible. Like, what is on an ice cream pizza? Deep fried pizza. They do that here too. They have this place called Tanya's, and they do these sort of these. It's like they make a Detroit deep style dish pizza. And then they like roll the sides in and then they deep fry it. So it makes this like fucking deep fried pizza cannoli. Oh God. Domino's open to one. I know there's a famous pizza place right down the street from my house. I could walk there if I had to. I cannot go get a pizza at midnight. I can't eat a pizza at midnight. No. I can't go get a pizza at like 1 o'clock in the morning. So much eating. And I was going to eat Steakums on the show today. And I know I can't. I keep saying that because I feel like if I say it enough times, that will reinforce it to not happen. But I'm like drooling and I actually have like jittery leg because I'm thinking about eating pizza. It's the crispy dough and ice cream with chocolate and strawberry. But I feel like that's not pizza. I feel like that's like pizza pot, like it's a pie. At what point is pizza not a pizza? And what okay, what's everybody's definition? What do you have? And like, what is the requirement for a pizza? Like, when is it not a pizza? Because he was talking about ice cream pizza. That's why. She. Just pizza with drippy olive oil. Should you pour olive oil on your pizza? And then you don't eat it with a fork and knife. But like, what if it's a huge piece and it's all going to fall? Italian. When it comes from west of the Hudson River. Oh, fuck you. Italian pizza is literally just the dough with oil on it. I know. The Italian pizza is terrible. The cheese and other shit is just toppings. You had the best pulled pork sandwich tonight. Ugh. Okay, good. Now we're talking about pulled pork. Fantastic. I had pulled pork tacos. No, just made good looking new. That's not a pizza. That's just a breadstick. It's a fucking breadstick. It's a breadstick with oil on it. That's what that's called. It's a fucking breadstick. Hey, it's just heat of dough with oil on it. It's our pizza. It's not pizza. It's a fucking, it's a breadstick. Oh my God, I love you guys all so much. This is just, I needed this laugh today. This is fucking funny. I mean, Hazuki, I'm not against trying some Brazilian pizza. I bet it's delicious. I'm just saying, you also haven't tried a delicious, crisped, edged, browned Detroit-style pizza. I mean, a Pop-Tart, I mean, it kind of is. I can't get a pizza. Whatever, just no fork and knife. Wow, you really hate the fork and knife. Why, so... Why do you have such an aversion to that, Black Cat? Not that I'm disagreeing with you. I'm just curious to know why you have such a strong negative reaction to the knife and fork. You're going to go to bed dreaming of ice cream pizza? You're just going to get a pizza. You're going to do what I'm going to do, which is I'm going to end this fucking stream, and then I'm going to get a goddamn pizza, and then I'm going to be like, no! And then I'm going to cry myself to sleep. Slice is sloppy. Hey, Joey, good day to you too. Joey, do you like pizza? Have you ever had a pizza? Have you ever had Brazilian pizza? Have you ever had Brazilian candies? Eat your damn pizza like a barbarian. Eat a Detroit pizza is so fucking good. So just needs to be sloppy? You're kind of fucking hungry now too. I know, because all this pizza talk. You fuckers, I'm going to take a video of me eating a night pizza. And then tomorrow's stream, the beginning of the stream, is going to be after the intro music. It's going to be me shaking my head. And then I'm just going to play this pre-recorded video of me eating a pizza and crying in my kitchen. Pizzas. Usually have a $2 taco here in town, but it's held off till September. Dude, $2 taco tour. So that means that for like $40, I can have a whole meal. Are you fucking serious? You're ordering a pizza right now? Oh my God. Chocolate and cheese pizza? No. It's Hazuki. That's pie. That's a chocolate cheese pie. It's a pie. I mean, I guess it's a pizza pie. It's like, what is this? Like, you... One yes, two yes, no, no. Joey, what do you like on your pizza? So what do you like? Do you have any specific Cat Minecrafter? Welcome to the show. We're all trying to make my stomach escape out of my body so that it can go run and get a pizza at midnight, because as we always do on the show, we end up talking about food. Oh, Vic is a doggy. I mean, dude, for $2 tacos, of course. White chocolate with coconuts is great, too. Hazuki, that's you. Yeah, Joey! Yes! Nice. X-Pro X, classic jalapenos and pepperoni. That's a fucking good pie, too. My God. They're all so good. I would say... There's basically two toppings that I, in my mind, that I don't really want on my pizza. I don't want onion, and I don't want anchovy. Joey, it's okay that you're confused. There's a lot of people who, when they hear pineapple pizza, are like, boy, what a bunch of uncultured heathens who'd put such a fruit on top of their pizza. What sort of crazy person would you be to do that sort of a thing? I, for one, every time someone mentions liking pineapple pizza, laugh my ass off. I know, everybody's going to get hungry. Everybody, papaya pizza with syrup. Hazuki, what the fuck? You're like naming all of the stuff that's not pizzas. The next thing you're going to be telling me is that, oh yeah, there's also... banana with cherry slush pizza. That's not... The fucking house had a pizza. It's not a pizza. Jalapenos and pepperoni combo you never had, you want. Really? You've never had jalapeno and pepperoni? Yeah, nix the anchovy. Onion, tomato, green pepper, artichoke. That's your ideal. Is that your ideal pizza, Black Cat, or what you don't want on your pizza? See, I like spinach too. Mushroom, spinach, ground beef, black olive. That's a good pie. Yeah, I know. See, I miss all you guys when they're not here. Grilled pineapple in the steakhouse? Yes. It's called a Hawaiian. Usually it's Canadian bacon ham or regular bacon with pineapples. God, yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Free pizza? See, if you get Domino's and you just get, like, jalapeno and pepperoni, it's not bad. But don't get, like, oh, you don't like it? I mean, I don't really like that either. I probably wouldn't like tuna on a pizza sounds too. So, we do grilled pineapple in my family. We used to eat a lot of grilled pineapple too. And we used to throw it on top of ham on the grill and sear it. So you get the hot juice from the ham and the pineapple, and you put a tray underneath. And then you would drizzle that over the top of these biscuits. You know what? So I've had some Domino's that was good. I've had some Domino's that's bad. But at least it's not Papa John's. Yeah, Joey, I feel like tuna pizza is just... Bill is probably just fuming right now. Come here in Brazil, and you'll see what real barbecue is like and all the pizza. I can't just come down to Brazil. I can't leave the country, dude. I can't. Cannot. I tell you what. You gather up a team of churrascarias and food and all stuff, and you come up here. I have a nice big backyard, and a bit. You guys, we'll start a restaurant. I tell you what. We'll start our own fucking restaurant. We'll kill it. We'll crush it. We'll do it right here. If you look at the spots on the map of where we're missing some Brazilian barbecue, it's like right in this bubble because you got to drive a fair amount of way to go get it. If we did it right here, we'd make a killing. Yeah, but see, so you just don't eat the crust. I mean, I feel like I'm going to lay down a thing. To me, crust is like useless. That's like the fucking handle. Who eats the handle? You eat all the good part, and then the crust just goes to the fucking dog. Or fucking, like, you just throw it in the yard so the squirrels can eat it. Fucking crust can fuck off. Which is why a Detroit-style pizza is the best, because then you're not wasting all of it on a piece of crust. Again, if I wanted that point, I would just go eat a breadstick. I don't eat a pizza because I want a fucking breadstick. I would just go eat breadsticks. This is hot. This episode's getting hot. I'm sweating down here. Starting to think about all this food and pizza and peppers and ice cream pie. Used to live on this pizza from a place called Pizza Time when I was living in the band house, because you get a large pizza for like $4. Totally crap pizza, but when you're a starving musician, it's heavenly. I mean, we used to get this pizza from this place downtown called Slices, where you could get like a lunch thing where it's like two slices of pizza and a pop, like for like $3. It was like $3.50 or something. And that pizza was fucking shit. And we used to say, like, yeah, it's called Slices because it slices the hell out of your guts after you eat it. And then I was like, dude, they should totally do a promotion where they have like guys cosplaying like killers from horror movies. Like, what a great thing. You have like a Halloween promotion for Slices where you have like Jason and Freddy and shit outside. And they chase you around, and then if you can escape, you get free pizza or something. See, wouldn't that be fun? High school football teams going there. A Pizza Time? Ours is called Happy's Pizza, and it's weird because the logo for Happy's Pizza, he kind of looks like he's having a stroke. I am going to potentially pull that up because it's kind of funny. I mean, this is going to make me seem really terrible. And I am sort of terrible. So I guess. But tell me, am I wrong? Look at him. Look at his face. Look at this. Am I wrong? I mean, just tell me I'm wrong. Doesn't he look like he's fucking having a episode? Look at his eye. He's stoned as fuck. Hey, man. With a... Hey, you kind of want to get Happy's pizza? This pizza will make you real happy, dude. Look at him. Tally's roommate. That's why he's happy. Hungry Howie's isn't too bad. Hungry Howie's is way better than Little Caesars. Little Caesars is just a step above fucking Papa John's. My God, the eyes. The mushrooms, man. It's one triangle and one oval. I mean, fucking look at him. Hey, dude. You guys want some... He does look a fucking super... Like, there's super Koopa... There's Koopa Troopa, and then there's fucking Happy's Pizza. Hey, guy. Like, makes him look like a fucking psycho. Like, there's also one who's Alaskan fish and chicken. They spelled chicken wrong. So it was chicken. I think it was. Oh, come on. They corrected it. That's bullshit. They spelled it wrong and it made me laugh. Damn it. Somebody must have finally told them, hey, you realize that you spelled your place is called Alaska Fish and Chicken and you spelled chicken wrong. Chicken, kicken, Alaska Fish and Kicken. Damn, I need to find it spelled wrong. But like, that's that little logo. Doesn't that look like something out of like old Nintendo art? He looks Pac-Man. I don't know, he's weird. Fucking, but like, what is that? What, the lobster doesn't have a thing like that in its nose. What the fuck is this thing? Shitty corporate logos are like the best. It's like, you know somebody in the family who they're like, oh, Babino, he knows how to draw. Just get him to draw it. And they're like, okay, Babino. And then he draws it and they're like, oh, it's beautiful. It's perfect. Because they didn't have to pay for it or pay any licensing or anything. And they're like, yeah, dude, it's fucking great. It looks like a project your art teacher would give you to draw. I'm really disappointed I can't find the Sycan. I gotta see if my sister still has it. It was fucking spelled wrong on their logo. It was spelled wrong. It was like missing the H. It was like Sicken. Alaska Fish and Sicken. Oh, that's horseshit. Your menu sucks. This would be another great episode. Horrendous menus and signs made by places would be fucking funny. All right. Closing that one down. Happy's Pizza, though. I might have to go get a Happy's Pizza. God damn it. I can't get a pizza at midnight. Maybe I should just open this Marmite and eat some of it, and then I'll get so sick I won't have to fucking eat. Ugh. God, I needed that laugh. Oh, God. Cheers to all of you. Thank you so much, as always, for seriously bringing me the laughs and the fun. I hope you are all, wherever you're at, I hope you're all just laughing at this shit, because this is some of the greatest joy I need. Like, this is refreshment and fuel for my fucking soul. I'm not even joking. Yeah, Joey, I try to keep it to an hour, because if it goes too long, I end up staying up till 2:30 in the morning. And then I just, work is just brutal the next day. But thank you so much for stopping by. I missed all of you. King Dinosaur, X Plural X, it was good to see you in here too, man. Hope you're doing well. Haven't seen you in a little while, so it was good to see you here in the stream. Thank you so much for stopping by. So, man, in Hazuki, hadn't seen you for a little while either. So it was good to see you. Drink another Vita Coco. I have some of this Vita Coco left. You want me to try and do a sky pour? Let's do this. I almost poured it all over myself. It was that close. Also, I forgot to take a podcast break, so I guess podcast folks, you get a whole fucking uninterrupted episode. It sounds like chunky rain. Ew. Chunky rain sounds like an STD or something. Oh man, he's got the chunky rain. Well, yeah, I mean, that's like the coconut, right? Like, so if I do this. I mean, that's how you can tell there's some of the actual coconut and nutrients in there. Ten hours of cooking bacon. I feel like if you needed to extract information from Boston actress, you could just put her somewhere she has to listen to bacon cooking for 10 hours. Actually, I don't think she likes bacon, though. No, it's because she was throwing up earlier. Actually, maybe that would help, though. And you hear chunky rain. Hey, King Dinosaur, if you start up a new band, I would recommend you call it Chunky Rain. Insolent Fool stops in with a g'day. Unfortunately, we're ending the stream, Insolent. So I do have something, though. I do have something to show you and share with you before I sign off. Good day. Goodbye. Before you go, next week, we'll have to decide on a day when you know you could be here. Because I know there's a long-standing, bitter rivalry between the UK and Australia. And as an impartial, cultured, exquisitely learned American man, I will put to bed said contest of which is better, Marmite or Vegemite. So the fate of your country truly rests in the balance. Are you guys going to take the championship with your Vegemite, or is Marmite going to knock you off the pedestal? We'll have to wait and see. I have Vegemite on the way. Vegemite will be here, I think, Friday. And then next week, we're going to do the taste-off challenge. You may see me vomit on stream. You never know. Joey chooses the Australian one. Well, Joey, you just made a best friend on Insolent. You can't remember what Marmite tastes like. Well, I will remind you. Probably death if I'm... Plural X likes Marmite. All right, so that's going to be a contentious episode. Maybe we'll do that Tuesday. I'll probably do that either Tuesday or Oh, fuck you, dude. Fucking order a pizza. God damn it. Well, at least tell us what you get. Pizzas. Goddamn fucking pizzas. Everybody in chat, just pizza. I can't go get a pizza. I can't. P, press F to pizza. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. A candlelit cry video. Go get it. Mama Meow, it's midnight. I can't go get a pizza. I have to go to bed. I can't do it. No. I love you all. As we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. Thank you so much for the laughs. I sincerely love all of you, and I hope you'll stop in tomorrow for yet another enchanting and exciting episode of the Cigar Goy Lounge Nightcap Podcast. See you later, everyone.
And it's like they let certain fights go to, like, go to a certain point. They're like, yeah, they gotta work this all out.
What time?